From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkish aircraft attack the Islamic State in Syria. A foreign ministry statement said that Turkish fighter jets carried out their first airstrikes in Syria as part of the U.S.-led coalition. The aircraft began attacking Islamic State targets that were deemed to be threats to Turkey late Friday. The attacks came after Turkish and U.S. officials announced they had reached a technical agreement concerning their cooperation, which calls for Turkey to be fully integrated into the coalition air campaign. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against Islamic State extremists. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack Islamic State positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. Later, Turkey granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. Austrian police said Saturday they rescued three young children suffering from severe dehydration and close to death after they were found in a van along with 23 other migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh. The incident occurred Friday, one day after the bodies of 71 refugees were discovered decomposing in an abandoned vehicle on a road between Vienna and Budapest. The two girls and one boy, aged 5 and 6, were in critical condition when police stopped the van after a high-speed chase close to the town of St. Peter am Harz on the German border. The children are now hospitalized and recovering. Meanwhile, four men suspected of involvement in the deaths of 71 refugees found Thursday were placed under preliminary arrest by a Hungarian court. The three Bulgarian suspects are joined by an Afghan. This is VOA News. Thailand's police commissioner says investigators looking into the deadly bombing of a Hindu shrine are seeking a second man after the arrest of one suspect near Bangkok. As Ron Corbin reports for VOA, the identity of the arrested suspect is unclear, but police say he was traveling on a falsified Turkish passport.
The arrest of a man said to be in his 20s at apartments on the outskirts of Bangkok Saturday involved some 100 police and troops and came almost 2 weeks after the bombing of a Hindu shrine in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people with scores injured. At the apartment, police uncovered material for bomb-making similar to that used at the Erawan Hindu shrine on the evening of August 17. The material was also linked to a second explosion the next day at a river pier in shallow waters without causing injury. Thai Police Commissioner Somyot Pumpan Mung, at a press briefing Saturday, said the identity of the man remained unclear. The arrested man was carrying a Turkish passport, but police said his travelling papers were falsified. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. Rice's talks are expected to touch on the recent rise in tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi and Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's peace negotiations with the Taliban. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences of the retrial on Saturday. A verdict was originally expected earlier this month, but the court repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested in December of 2013. Here in the United States, Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Saturday by ringing church bells, laying wreaths, and celebrating the resiliency of a region still recovering from the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. In New Orleans's Lower Ninth Ward, residents and community activists gathered at the levee where Katrina's storm waters broke through and submerged the neighborhood. In Mississippi, churches along coastal Hancock County tolled their bells in unison to mark the 10th anniversary of the day. Katrina struck the U.S. Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005, killing 1,800 people and destroying nearly 100,000 homes. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.